Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and welcome to Born Yesterday, a podcast experiment in which Andy Barr...
Hello!
...and I, Alexander Bennett, have been cloning ourselves.
That is 100% right, Alexander. We've been cloning ourselves, and those clones, alive for 24 hours, have been familiarised with three things.
And we invite special comedian guests to explain other things to the clones, bearing in mind that the clones only understand those original three things.
This time on the podcast, those three things are as follows. Kurt Cobain.
St. Paul's Cathedral.
And Apple Tango.
Andy.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain.
Great.
Lead singer of Nirvana the band.
Correcto.
And you're a fan?
Yep.
Of old Kurt Cobain?
Yep. Yep. He's one of those Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, one of those groups that I think certainly a man of my age, you get into as a teen, an angsty teen, and then you kind of go, oh, this is a bit sincere for my liking, and then maybe like another 10 years later, you come back around and go, nah, actually it fucking rips.
Yeah, yeah, it does fucking rip.
Read also Rage Against the Machine.
I think is it like Glastonbury in like 1993 or something, where
three or four, yeah, I think
the entire stage is just bright green and they're doing maybe Smells Like Teen Spirit,
yeah,
and it's just it's a phenomenal vibe.
Mm. Yeah, now that would have been incredible if I hadn't been, you know, 3 or 4 years old at the time. I'd have been right up there.
Mm. No, I'd quite like to have an extended conversation with you about how and why killed him.
Well, I killed him through some sort of proxy. Not saying she did it herself, but certainly, I'm going on record as saying she is responsible. Allegedly.
I will have already bleeped the name.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
I think she did it because... she wanted Hole to occupy the space that Nirvana was occupying.
You're
going to
bleep that as well. we can bleep all of this. I think Celebrity Skin's an all right song. Bleep that.
All of...
Oh dear, she's got you too, has she? Her agents laying little trails of cyanide around the rims of all the cans of Thatcher's in East London.
That's what I'm currently drinking.
Yeah.
For the listener.
I think the listener could have inferred that.
What's the guy in Salisbury called?
They tried to off him.
Yeah.
Alexander Skripal, I think.
Has anybody looked into the possibility that that was another job?
A side project.
Yeah. in her mind, in some way, he was doing a disservice to Hole.
Well, you know, I think that the British security services, and I know that you're listening, it would be remiss of you not to investigate this dynamite new lead.
Mm. Many of the high-profile assassinations across the globe can ultimately be attributed to that person that I keep having to bleep out.
Yeah, put Gareth Williams in a suitcase. Nobody solved that. Don't you remember when I think it was GCHQ who got seconded to either MI5 or MI6. MI6 may not exist anymore, I can't remember. Mm. Turned up in his own bathroom padlocked inside a hold all.
Oh, I remember the sort of story, yeah.
Yeah, which he did himself.
Is that the official?
Yeah, that's the official line. I don't believe it, though. That's one of my big things. I'm trying to keep this kind of couple of months or so, I'll do a tweet about it just to try and keep it in the public consciousness amongst the 1,200 people who follow me on. And, you know, if we roll that back down to maybe just slightly sub a grand, taking into account those who've muted my output.
But as hey, who else is monitoring your output? It's Andy.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I've said, I think Celebrity Skin's an all right song, so no need to come for me.
Has anybody looked into her relationship with Dodi Al-Fayed?
Of course, Mohammed's dead now, isn't he? Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Mm.
Died recently.
Yeah. But what of?
Well...
One of the most iconic album covers of all time.
Baby with his dick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chasing a dollar bill on a fish hook in a pool.
Chasing a dollar bill. I am interested in the life and motives of that baby subsequently.
Well, you know that he's sued.
He sued the... is it an estate? Whoever owns Nirvana.
Something like that.
Presumably, is all the other members are still alive, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. Pat Smear got added later on, and I don't know whether he was ever a full member or if he's dead or not.
Basically, that baby fairly recently.
Chris Novoselic.
Is that his name?
That's the bassist.
Right. Okay. The baby.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, the baby from the Nirvana album cover basically recently sued Dave Grohl, saying, "You're a nonce."
Yeah.
And said that that album cover is child pornography.
Yeah.
Where
is Bennett going to come down on this one?
Having that guy also having posed for a sort of a redo of that album cover every year of his life.
Yeah.
And although I know that trauma often takes a long time to come to the surface, what's that guy's grift? Like,
it's pretty clear what the grift is.
I have no money. What can I use?
It is a scorched earth tactic, though, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, because they're not coming back to do any more recreation photo shoots.
Because the thing that you're saying there, if you're saying that that is child pornography, what you're saying is that Nirvana and whoever designed that album cover and took the photograph and the record label for putting it out there, all in a calculated manner, tried to produce a sexualized image of a child for the procurement and enjoyment of paedophiles.
Yes.
And given how well that album
sold. It's a real in plain sight strategy, then, isn't it?
It really is. I don't think... Listen... If you've watched as many grim documentaries about paedophile stings as I have...
I don't think anybody out there has.
I'll tell you what...
Even those who produce them.
I'll tell you what doesn't happen, is they don't bust into a guy's house and they go, "Where is he?" And they go, "Oh, maybe we should have a look at the pool house." And then they run in and they find him with a dollar bill on the end of a fishing line.
Just trying to coax a baby around. Look a little more coquettish whilst you're...
Now, far be it from me to speculate on the tastes of deviants. I don't think that's what they're into.
No, and I'm glad that you're not going to speculate any further. You're listening to the intro for Born Yesterday, a comedy podcast, which is basically an improv game.
The other thing I know about Kurt Cobain is...
It's come back to you now, has it?
Yeah, is that he called Weird Al Yankovic a musical genius.
I don't know enough about Weird Al.
Do you not?
To...
I know loads about Weird Al.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I know loads about Weird Al.
I saw a very good couple of tweets the other day. Somebody said that their mum had met Weird Al, and then another Twitter account called Weird Al Mpreg responded with, "Did he look pregnant? Would you be able to tell me about how pregnant he looked?"
Now, given that I'm not in the mood to speculate on the peccadilloes of deviants, Andy, could you please explain to our audience what the Mpreg fetish is, please?
Well, it's an area of interest in which male coded characters, both fictional and real, are depicted as being pregnant.
Yes.
Most often, I think this has been encountered with, or certainly in my very limited glancing knowledge of it, where you get sort of fan art shared online, is that it mainly pertains to video game characters. Mario and Luigi, one having impregnated the other. Yeah. Sonic, I think there's a lot of that. In the, you know, the kind of quite childlike, cartoonish characters from sort of Nintendo and Sega games and stuff like that. So Weird Al is quite a reach.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I did ask you that just so I could get clean audio of you explaining what that is. But I do love the idea that there is someone out there going, yeah, I like Weird Al, but I wish he was pregnant while he sang this Michael Jackson song with the words rewritten to be about food.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be? Yeah. Weird Al. Just with his, you know, with his arm around the bottom of his belly, rubbing lovingly as he does Amish paradise.
Turning to the camera and saying, "Now this is weird."
Baby's kicking along to the beat.
It would be weird, Al's a baby would be as well.
Yeah.
Do you like Apple Tango?
Yes, I prefer it to Orange Tango.
Our guests on this episode are Joss Norris and Anya Magliano.
They absolutely are.
Joss Norris and Anya Magliano. We recorded this episode live at the Museum of Comedy. Thank you very much indeed again to everyone who came to the recording. It was a lot of fun. We're doing another live recording on the 5th of November as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival.
Remember.
The 5th of November.
At the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival in Balham.
Yes, the Bedford Pub in Balham. And there's other stuff on that day. Please also buy tickets to the filming of my latest show, which I am filming at the Pleasance on the 9th of November. Buy tickets via pleasance.co.uk. You can follow at Joss Norris on at Joss Norris on various forms of social media and at Anya Magliano
on various forms of social media. And you can find me on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 ticks tocked so far. Plenty more where they came from.
Really upsetting.
Roll up.
Was that a sufficient guest plug?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Joss and Anya were really, really great. And
wonderful, yeah.
We want to do more of these lives because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
rate and review the show via iTunes or Spotify or however you're listening. Send us some bloody fan art because we bloody love it, and tell people about the show.
Please.
Our plan going forward is that the shows will come out bi-weekly, so we get one a fortnight.
Fortnightly, then.
Yes.
Because bi-weekly would mean twice a week.
I think it could mean either way.
I think you want to say fortnightly.
Okay, let's say fortnightly.
Yeah.
Fortnightly,
yeah.
You will get an episode of this.
Yeah.
And through that method, we are going to maintain consistency.
You bet your fucking ass we are.
Shall we listen to the episode?
Yes, please.
Rania.
Hello.
You all stopped so long before I'd sat down.
Thank you, Anya and Joss, for agreeing to explain a few things to us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, this is uncomfortable. Sorry.
Is there an issue with the chair that you're sat on?
No, I was sitting in a way that I think I expected it to have a higher back. And you won't know what any of this means because
we don't even know what
you don't know what a chair is.
I'm building a sort of sense of understanding of what a chair might be.
Yeah.
Contextual clues.
Suffice to say, I sat incorrectly into it. And
I've never seen someone take the blame for something that so isn't their fault so fast.
Well, I suddenly remembered the venue's chairs and the venue were hit. I didn't want to look like I was slagging off the chairs.
We don't.
So it's my fault.
We don't understand any of these concepts.
No. Yeah. Sorry.
Or indeed the fact that your back isn't long enough.
Neither do I, to be fair.
Myself and Andy have learnt about three things in the 24 hours that we've been alive. And the first thing that we know about is we are aware of Kurt Cobain.
Can I show your notes?
Yeah,
thanks.
You may not make notes.
Yeah, no, you've got to put that away.
Can we not?
No.
Oh, that would make it so much easier, wouldn't it? Yeah, I see, yeah. Right.
We are also familiar.
Are you making notes?
No. I'm going to do some timing.
Oh, okay.
How do you guys know what notes are?
Well, I've just seen what you were trying to do there.
Right, and you've immediately decided that you don't like
it. It felt very bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can infer things from context clues.
Okay.
And if they may interfere with the format, whatever that is, we'll mix them.
Yeah.
So you know about Kurt Cobain and notes?
No.
We've tricked you into knowing about one more thing.
Okay. Yes, we know about four things. Yeah. One of them is Kurt Cobain.
The second one is notes.
The third right. one is St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
And the third one is Apple Tango.
These are the things that we know about.
Okay.
Right.
Which
is your favourite?
Notes. Anya.
Okay.
In 1 minute, bearing in mind what we understand.
Yes.
Could you please explain to me and Andy who Groucho Marx is?
Okay, so Groucho Marx is like a similar to Kurt Cobain in the shape of their bodies. And I think
Kurt
maybe
and
even
Groucho have similar bodies.
They have similar bodies. Like,
do they still have similar bodies?
Both dead.
Okay.
So
what's dead?
Very like in the St Paul's Cathedral is yes. dead, kind of.
St Paul's Cathedral is dead.
It's dead. Yeah.
What,
it's
so
dead.
What?
It's not alive.
Right.
Okay.
Is the opposite of alive. In St Paul's Cathedral is dead.
What would St Paul's Cathedral be doing if it was alive?
Walking around.
Okay. So the ability to walk is what separates the dead and the alive.
Yes.
So
basically.
If you can't walk, you're dead.
If you can't walk, not sure I want to go on a record.
And neither Groucho Marx nor Kurt Cobain can walk.
You could eat if you're alive. You can also eat and stuff. You can eat like Apple Tango is something that you would swallow in your mouth if you're alive.
Yeah, we know what Apple Tango is.
Thank you so much. Very useful.
So in your minute there, Anya, you have explained that Groucho Marx, like Kurt Cobain, is dead and therefore he doesn't walk.
Yes. That's as much as I know.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you all the information.
Joss.
Yes.
In 1 minute, would you be able to tell us who John Wayne Gacy is or was?
Your time starts next.
I think that John Wayne Gacy, I hope I'm thinking of the right person, but I think John Wayne Gacy made people dead or made a particular person dead. So
was
you know,
either
you know
Groucho Marx or Kurt Cobain?
He didn't make, I hope I'm thinking of the right person, but he didn't, as far as I can remember, he didn't make Kurt Cobain or Groucho Marx dead.
Did he make St. Paul's Cathedral dead?
He didn't make St. Paul's Cathedral dead. I think he made a president dead. A famous president. Didn't he?
What's a president?
What's a president?
A president is the leader of. A president is the leader of a large group of people over the over a body of water.
A large group of people.
Right. Americans. We call them Americans.
Okay.
One of their leader was killed not by John Wayne Gacy. I thought John Wayne. So John Wayne Gacy.
Would you describe Nirvana as a large group of people?
No, but so much bigger than Nirvana. Nirvana times like.
And in 2 seconds.
So many more than that. He killed people.
Your time is up. Thank you, Joss.
Who did he kill? He killed someone.
Andy, would you like to sum up what Joss has told us about John Wayne Gacy?
I don't feel like I've got a great deal of information. I know that he wasn't somebody who made a president dead.
He may or may not have stopped a president walking.
Mm.
I think that's... Thank you, Joss.
We know three people who John Wayne Gacy didn't kill.
Who are the three?
Kurt Cobain, Groucho Marx, and a president.
A president.
But everyone else who's dead is up for grabs.
I thought he killed...
Thank you, Joss. Your time is up.
Thank you.
Who did he kill, then?
Those are some people. Shut up. Those are some people.
Oh!
Those are some people. Who we've asked you to explain to us there. We are aware that other places than this place also exist. Anya, in 2 minutes, could you please explain to me and Andy what a bingo hall is? Your time starts now.
Okay, so visually a bingo hall, it's like St. Paul's Cathedral if you go inside it.
Is it alive or dead?
It's dead, but it's filled with people who are on the brink. they're on the brink and...
What's on the brink mean? Yeah.
It means they're closer to dead than they are alive.
So they can nearly not walk.
They can nearly not walk. And they do it quite slowly. That's how you can tell. They slow down.
So as someone's walking speed decreases, they're... Proximity to death increases.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, the slower someone moves, the more likely they are to die.
And in the bingo hall, people shout numbers, which is like there are four people in Nirvana. Is that right?
So they shout out how many people are in Nirvana.
Yeah, basically. But only the number part, and then if you...
So they all shout... they all shout four.
Yes, but sometimes they might shout five, which is like if Kurt Cobain was in Nirvana twice.
What precipitates... What precipitates them choosing to shout a different number?
Oh,
so it's four most of the time, and then something happens.
They get a ball out of a big hole.
Could you briefly explain to us what a hole is?
So a hole is... So, like, if you took away... Like, when Kurt Cobain opens his mouth, that's the hole in there.
Is that the only hole in Kurt Cobain's head?
No, he has ears, of course, and his beautiful nose.
and his arsehole.
And his arsehole, famously, in his head. Yeah.
heads, yeah.
Anya,
yes.
What's an arsehole?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. an arsehole is... it's basically like... so actually, if you open a bottle of Tango Apple, like if you look in the top, that's kind of like they have that in a human body. And
thank you so much.
Your time is up. So Anya, in your 2 minutes, you've explained to us that a bingo hall is where people who are almost dead shout out how many people are in Nirvana, and when a ball is pulled out of someone's asshole, which is like the opening of a can of Tango.
Of Tango.
Well, no, it could be a bottle.
Could be a bottle.
Could be a bottle. Could be a can.
We know either one. We know what Tango is.
Yeah.
It hinges heavily on it could be a bottle.
Thank you, Annie. We appreciate that information.
Jaws.
I think I was thinking of Charles Wilkes Booth. sorry about that. Oh, yeah, John Wilkes Booth. Abraham Lincoln. Yeah,
right.
Please do not assist the subjects.
We need all the help we can get.
We're moving on now.
Who's the one on the hill?
Joss, in 2 minutes, Joss.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Please, could you explain to us what a Sea Life Centre touch pool is?
Okay. I mentioned a body of water previously between us and the Americans with their famous leader
that didn't get killed by
John Wayne Gacy, but did get killed by Charles Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth, that's another story for another time.
Okay.
A body of water, a body of water is a large wet amount. The apple tango is wet.
Right.
And
it's a large body of apple tango.
No, the different things can be wet. Apple tango is one. One of the things in apple tango is water, which is a plain wet.
What's another thing that can be wet?
Oil. Blood.
What's oil?
Oil is in the ground. It runs. It powers.
Right.
And blood is in your body.
Water is one wet thing
that you can have in a large body. And a Sea Life Centre, which is a building like St Paul's Cathedral or a bingo centre, you would go in and there would be this amount of water there where you could stick your hands into the water and touch the critters. They're not like anything else. They're not like John Wilkes Booth or Kurt Cobain. They are.
They're alive.
They are alive, but they are. They can be spiky. Slick.
They can walk.
They sometimes can walk. They often can walk, but the ones in this touch pool...
They must be able to walk
swim,
alive.
Which means moving through wet stuff.
Swimming is moving through wet stuff.
And you can quote me on that.
Would you describe it as walking through wet stuff?
Yeah, if you like. And in the pool, you would have...
Can the dead swim?
No. No.
What do they do in water?
Float. Sink. Float.
Your time is up, Joss. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very, very much.
Andy, would you like to sum up what Joss has told us about?
So there are four liquids. Blood, oil, apple tango and water.
Yeah.
More or less.
The Sea Life Centre is a building which is dedicated to water and the critters that there are in water, which are unlike anything else, and they... they walk through the water, and you can
And some are slick, and some are spiky.
Some are slick, and some are spiky, and
that's
you can touch
so
them there.
Accurate.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
Good, we're glad you
put that in the dictionary.
It's all very, very helpful.
Put that on their website.
Yeah, some are spiky, some are slick.
Don't know what either of those things are.
No.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One of the most fascinating areas of humanity to myself and Andy is the world of art.
Art.
Uh-oh.
And the world of creativity.
Okay.
Anya, in 3 minutes... could you please explain to myself and Andy the plot of the film E.T.? Your 3 minutes start now.
Okay, so in obviously this, we've spoken about dead, we've spoken about alive. Mm. There's a third category, which is alien. And that,
how fast or slow are they?
Pretty fast.
Right. Pretty quick.
Okay. They're pretty quick, yeah. And this plot of this film, E.T., it's basically about an alien who's like he's not like Kurt Cobain, he's not like Groucho Marx, and he's not even like a sea life critter. He's something, right. Another thing that's not like anything else.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. I haven't seen E.T. in a really long time.
So guys are neither dead nor alive.
Okay, no. Guys can be both dead or alive. Oh, maybe E.T. I take back what E.T. said. What I said.
Does E.T. say things? What sort of things does E.T. say?
E.T. has a really long finger.
Could he use that at the Sea Life Centre?
To touch critters. Yes, he could. That could be a really compelling part of the film. But the film is basically about... So when Kurt Cobain was young, he would have been a boy.
Which I'm going to stop you there, Anya. What would be compelling about E.T. touching critters?
Because maybe it would make them light up. I can't remember.
Is that a thing E.T. does? Does he make things light up?
Yeah, he makes things light up.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he's. Maybe it makes him feel happy.
What's feeling happy?
Yeah. No. Feeling happy is like the feeling that you get when you have the Apple Tango in your belly.
Sort of... fizz bubbles.
Fizzy.
Bubbles.
Fizzy, but for the brain.
Right.
It's like when you feel fizzy in your brain.
So it's like when you've got tango inside your head.
Inside your brain, okay. Yeah.
So in the film, E.T.
In the film, E.T. is spending time with this young boy.
And he makes things light up so that he becomes
happy. Does he touch the boy to make him light up?
I wouldn't... Yeah, maybe. In his heart. And basically, E.T. wants to go back to his planet, but the boy wants him to be his friend.
Does that make the... So touching things to make them light up makes E.T. happy. Does it make the things that he touches happy?
I don't think they cover that in the film.
How does E.T. touch the boy's heart?
Through actions, words of affirmation, various love languages. Spending quality time together. Have you got anything to add?
So E.T.
There's a basket.
Bike.
Yes, what's one of those?
Bike is basically...
Bike is...
5 seconds, what's bike?
Bike is...
If you could move around St. Paul's Cathedral.
Right. Thank you, Andrew. Your time is up.
It's actually hard having 3 minutes.
It sounds like bike is a type of movement that's separate from walking. So I don't know what that does to our understanding of the delineation between life and death.
To me, that makes sense because E.T. is neither alive nor dead. So it would make sense that he had a separate way of moving. In 3 minutes there, Anya, you've told us that the plot of E.T. is a small boy is preventing a little guy from going back to his home planet because the little guy has touched the small boy's heart.
Yeah.
That's bang on.
That's very generous.
Good. We're very pleased. Thank you, Anya.
Thank you.
I like the idea of him putting his finger in a touch pool. That really makes me laugh. I can see
generators
it.
On that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Jars.
Who killed JFK?
I'll find out later.
Yes, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Did he?
Yes.
Right. Oh. 3 minutes. Could you explain to us Kafka's Metamorphosis?
Oh, God. Critters. You remember critters? Please. Some can be slick, some can be spiky.
Please stop shouting.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, that's going right into your ears. Okay, Gregor Samsa is a guy.
Right. So he's like E.T.
He's different to E.T.
In what ways is he different to E.T.?
He's similar to... I'm going to say Groucho Marx. Right. He's alive.
Uh-huh. So not similar to Groucho Marx.
But he's a similar sort of... If we'd have more time to tell you about Groucho Marx...
Similar shape.
Oh, no, you know about Groucho Marx.
No, we know that he's dead.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's different from Groucho Marx. Then he's just a person. He's a person, he's alive, but one day he wakes up in his bed and he finds that he has turned into a critter. Specifically, a beetle, a giant beetle. A beetle is a small, crunchy critter.
What's crunchy?
Yeah. So wet. I mentioned wet.
Four kinds of wet.
It's the opposite of that. It's hard.
Okay.
So a beetle is a hard little critter. And it,
you're telling us that the critters live in the wet.
No, not some critters. The sea life critters live in the wet.
And some critters live in hard.
Live on the land. Right. Live on the land. Everything that's not wet is land. And that's where hard critters like beetles live.
If you were to pour some tango on land,
yeah,
does that change its designation? Does it become something else?
It depends how much tango you poured. If you poured enough to completely obscure the land, then the land might become the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
What's a bed?
Bed. So when you to stay alive,
to not slow down.
Well, sometimes you have to slow down.
You have
in
to
a
die.
Way. Some no, you don't die. Sometimes to avoid dying, you have to temporarily slow down, resembling death. And that gives you the power to continue to be alive.
The power.
Yeah. And bed is where you do that. It's a soft place. Soft. Now,
right. This is another crunchy,
state.
Wet, soft.
Yeah, soft is on land, but could be in the sea. It can be anywhere.
And how does one derive their power from soft?
By slowing down.
By imitating death, one derives power.
Yeah. Right. Yes. But one day, Gregor Samsa wakes up from his bed.
And what's a metamorphosis?
Changing.
Thank you.
It's the exact same reason why I fell apart last time I was on this podcast. I can't describe how things are hard and soft.
We have no memory of that. No. Andy, would you like to sum up what Jos has explained Kafka's Metamorphosis to be?
Yeah, so there was a guy, but not like E.T., more like Groucho Marx, but he was alive. He went to his bed, a soft place, in order to get more power to continue being alive. And then he woke up and found that he was now crunchy.
Yeah, he'd become a beetle.
Yeah, he'd become a big crunchy critter.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's not it.
And somebody else shot JFK.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jos.
Lee Harvey Oswald, apparently.
Good.
We think.
Myself and Andy are aware that other things happened before we happened.
Okay.
And we'd like you to explain a couple of those things to us now.
Yes, no problem.
Thank you. Anya.
Thanks so much.
In 3 minutes, could you please explain to both of us what happened when Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the 2009 VMAs? Explain what happened then in 3 minutes, starting now.
So Kanye West is like Kurt Cobain in that they're beautiful singers, they perform on stage... tortured souls.
Would you describe what's a tortured soul?
Yeah. A tortured soul is like E.T. when E.T. wants to go back home and everyone's like, what's going on with E.T.? Is he sad?
What's going on with him?
E.T. is able to make himself happy by using his long finger to make things light up.
Yes, he can self-pleasure, yes.
Is Kanye West able to do this as well?
Kanye West's fingers are normal length and they don't light up.
But if they were longer...
If they were longer, yes, okay. Yes. And
so your
Kanye
ability
West,
to find happiness is not dependent on how long your fingers are?
No, it's something else entirely. That I don't know
yet.
But Kanye West was at this music award, the VMAs, which stands for something that is important. Very musical awards.
Okay.
And
we sort of know what music is because of Kurt Cobain.
Okay, yeah. So Kanye West thought that his wife... Beyonce.
Who's that?
Is it, no, what am I talking about? That's not right.
Who's Beyonce?
No, they weren't. It was Beyonce, but they weren't wives.
Who's Beyonce?
Who's Beyonce Taylor and what's Swift. Wives?
I can't remember what happened.
Who's Beyonce?
It's definitely Beyonce.
Who's Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Tell me who Beyonce is.
Beyonce. Beyonce is a new person entirely, new creature entirely, not like anyone else.
A new creature entirely. Would you describe her as a critter?
No.
Would E.T. be happy if he touched her?
Yes, okay. Yes, very happy, very, very happy. Beyonce is a woman, which I don't think we've covered, and we're not going to get into the ascent anything. Woman is man, maybe, no.
So women are men?
No. Beyonce is a lovely singer as well, like Kurt Cobain, but with longer hair.
Okay.
Longer hair even than Kurt Cobain?
Even longer hair than Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
Even twice longer.
Twice.
And she sings songs.
Like Nirvana?
Like, she sings different songs that are... Anyway, Taylor Swift is like that as well. Right. And...
Taylor Swift is another Kurt Cobain with longer hair.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly.
Okay, and Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift.
Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift.
Why did he do that?
I believe he did. Because he thought Beyonce had the best music video of all time.
And what's that?
Music video... Oh dear. Music video is like if you watch E.T.,
yes.
But it has right. Music behind it.
Okay. E.T. does have music behind it.
But only music, no words.
So it's if E.T. does have music behind it with no words, that's...
And if E.T. was dancing. And dancing is when you shake your body around.
The time's up.
Okay.
Quite some time.
What happened?
Well,
it was basically that.
Let me sum that up for you, Anya. What you've told us there about Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift at the 2009 VMAs. Somebody who's sort of like Kurt Cobain, but not, who hasn't found their way to happiness, was in some way defending Taylor Swift against his wife. He is also Beyonce's wife.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift and Beyonce are both women.
There was some sort of intra-wife dispute.
And Beyonce had a better film of E.T. dancing than Taylor Swift had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kanye West has short fingers. Yes. Which affects his capacity for happiness.
He's a short-fingered man.
That's how I remember it as well.
Thank you, Anya.
Thank you.
Jars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jars.
Sorry, I lost control on the last one. I'm going
Jars.
To be more calm.
In 3 minutes, could you please explain to us the parting of the Red Sea? Your time starts now.
Oh, okay. So the Red... Ah, wet! The Red Sea was a large, wet... It was a body of water, similar to the one that it lies between us and the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
There are other bodies of water.
What are they?
Yeah.
The Atlantic. Oh no, that's the same one. The Pacific. The Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
The Indian Ocean.
Right.
The North Sea. The Channel Tunnel.
And they're all
the Channel. The English Channel.
And they're all wet.
They're all wet. They're all between one place and another. And a long time ago, some people in
what people?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. Some people in next to the Red Sea, they were on this side of the Red Sea. I actually can't remember what countries the Red Sea is between at the moment.
Take
but
a guess.
They're in Egypt to Italy. They're in Egypt, and they're trying to get...
In a sentence, can you define Egypt for us?
Land. Bit of land.
Right. Bit of land. Crunchy.
Yeah.
And
soft.
There are crunchy things and soft things in Egypt.
Okay.
Soft.
Name one crunchy thing and one soft thing.
Soft honeyed dates, which they hate as sweets. Crunchy crocodiles.
If you were to lie on some of the soft dates,
yeah.
Would you gain power?
Yeah, you would. Okay. You'd wake up refreshed, when meaning that, and you'd have your food ready. Food also gives you power. You put it in your hole. These people were trying to get from Egypt.
What's Italy?
Oh yes.
I don't think it was Italy. I'm panicking.
Well, we want to know what Italy is.
Well, Italy is a large, area of land shaped like a boot, which is a thing you have on your foot to stop it from getting hurt by hard things. The boot is soft. Some people wanted to get from Egypt, not to Italy.
If you were to sleep on a boot for a long time, would you gain power?
Where? They're trying to get to Israel, I think. They're trying to get from Egypt to Israel, or maybe the other way around. Moses.
People from Italy are trying to get to
Israel. Italy's that was crazy. Moses is who is dead, right. But not in the story. He is coming.
Could he have been one of the people that John Wayne Gacy killed?
No, I don't think John Wayne Gacy killed Moses. He had a magic. He was good friends with God. God is
who's God?
Oh, God is a powerful being. He's a guy. He's a bit like an alien, like ET. He's powerful.
He's had a lot of sleep.
He's had loads of. He's had more sleep than anybody else.
Thank you, Jess. And if you'd like to sum up what we've learned about the parting of the Red Sea.
Certainly. This is an event that occurred some time ago in which a friend of God's, Moses, enabled some people to get from either Egypt to Israel or Italy by...
Or Israel to Egypt.
Of the three or destinations, travel between two of those.
Yeah.
And there was some wet stuff that he resolved using some magic.
Yes, I ran out of time to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate all of that information. So many things to learn about.
There truly are.
I'm just going to throw some more at you.
Okay.
Anya.
I'm ready.
In 2 minutes. To please explain to me and Andy what tonsillitis is.
Okay. Tonsillitis is basically like your tonsils, which are like, you know, in St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yes.
If you go in, there's stuff hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
You have that in your throat as well. You have like a chandelier in your throat.
Right.
A chandelier in your throat.
It's called your tonsil. And I don't know if that's right. You all.
You have a chandelier in your throat.
Yeah. You have a chandelier in your throat, and sometimes
it being in the throat makes it a tonsil as opposed to a chandelier.
Yeah. When you get it in your throat, terminology. It's a tonsil. But you're born with your chandeliers.
Is your throat also a sacred place in the same way that St. Paul's Cathedral is a sacred place?
To you it is, but to others, some people might not treat it like that. Anyway, your...
Might pick that up later.
Is your throat dead?
No, your throat is the same state that you are.
Right. Okay.
So if you're alive, your throat is alive. If you're dead, your throat is dead. If you're alien, your throat is alien.
Would you like to speculate as to what E.T. has in his throat?
Space. Empty space.
He's got a hollow throat.
The hollow throat, yes. Okay. Tonsillitis is like... It makes you're sick, like you're ill, and basically what that is like if you're if you haven't been powerful enough, if you haven't been on enough, if you haven't slept, you can get ill, which is where you feel really tired and bad.
You slow down.
You slow down. You get closer to death.
Yes, proximate to death.
And your chandelier. Well, I brought in chandelier for no reason.
What happens to your chandelier?
It gets red.
Is that a problem? Red chandelier?
Yes.
Why is it a problem?
It is dangerous to you because Actually, why is it a problem?
Why is it? Why is a red chandelier a problem?
It would, why is it? Would it? That's nice. What I'm saying. Why is a red chandelier a problem?
Yeah. Thank you.
We cured tonsillitis.
And the cure is, it's fine.
Yeah,
and you don't worry about it.
You've told us that tonsillitis is when your chandelier in your throat turns red, which has no effect on you.
Yeah. Mad they gave it a name, really, isn't it? Jaws, yes. 2 minutes. Could you please explain to us what a libel lawsuit is? Time starts now.
So I might say things about anyone. Kurt Cobain, I could say there's differences between the things you can say about people. I could say Kurt Cobain, In Utero is a bad album. I could say that, and I think that, and nobody would say, you can't say that, because that's my opinion. But then if I were to say something about Kurt Cobain...
Such as?
I probably shouldn't say it on this podcast. But if I said something...
Is there anything about Kurt Cobain?
I don't know anything about
Is there anything
Kurt
about
Cobain?
Kurt Cobain or Kurt Cobain's life that you could say that would be libel?
No, I don't really know much about him. I've got no interest in the guy. I think he's boring. And that's not libel. That's my opinion. But
is he boring because he's dead?
No.
Are the two related?
No.
Okay.
No, I just don't care for his music. Alive, I think it's a bit aggressive.
I think his music is aggressive.
Yeah, I think he's shouting. I kind of want him to calm down.
You think Kurt Cobain would be better if he were calmer?
Yeah.
Given that being dead is being still, surely he is calm.
Yeah, and now
it's an improvement.
His music's better. Yeah, you don't hear so much.
So Kurt Cobain's music has been improved by his death.
No, no,
he's less aggressive.
The point is, none of this stuff is libelous. But if somebody came out and said something about Kurt Cobain
that he would
really object to, that might like hurt his business. So
so what would you say that would hurt Kurt Cobain's business?
Okay, say I came out and said Kurt Cobain is a bank robber. He stole money from my bank. You shouldn't buy his album because you're
steal
funding.
Money from your bank? How would you steal money from a bank?
You go into the bank.
What with?
A crowbar. You open the safe. Yes. And then you take the money and you get out. And I say, Kurt Cobain did this to my bank.
Okay, and what's a bank?
It's where Kurt Cobain or anyone has their money.
Thank you.
If
thank
I said
you,
that, thank Kurt Cobain...
Time is up, Josh. Time is up. Time is up.
So
time is up.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to sum up what Joyce has told us there.
Yeah. As a libel lawsuit is when somebody... It's something which happens... It's something which Kurt Cobain's business brings against you when you accuse him of being a bank robber.
That was an example.
Right.
Of a libel.
Okay.
Thank you, Joss. We have... two more things to ask you, and we're going to take 1 minute to do so.
Okay.
This is things that people do. We're interested in things that people do. Mm. Anya, in 1 minute, I'd like you to tell us what we should do if we're attacked by a bear. You have 1 minute. Your time starts now.
If you're attacked by a bear, you
what's
should...
What's a bear?
Yep.
It's a bear. Bear is a new category. Bear is like E.T. with hair. E.T. with loads of hair.
I don't think we established
anger.
That E.T. didn't have hair earlier on, so this
E.T.
is all...
E.T. doesn't have hair.
Okay.
E.T. is like a bear without hair.
Okay.
Bear is E.T. with hair.
Right. If which came first?
How long are a bear's fingers?
Bear's fingers, very long.
Very long.
Very long.
So they can become extremely happy.
Yes, and if they try and touch you, that's what they're trying to do. You, if a bear
they
is
become happy through touching you.
Yes, and then they eat you and they gain power. so you don't want them to do that. Mm. So you have to stay very still and pretend to be a rock on the floor.
What's a rock?
A rock is like what they make St. Paul's Cathedral out of, like a bit of
dead stuff.
Would you describe it soft, wet, or crunchy?
Crunchy, definitely.
Crunchy.
And you can do that, or if you have a gun,
brilliant.
You shoot the
time's
bear.
Up. Thank you very much indeed. Anya, in a minute there, you've told us you didn't really tell us what to do if you're attacked by a bear, but we did learn the valuable information that a bear is a sort of hairy ET with many long fingers. that is immensely powerful.
If it comes at you with its big long fingers, you pretend to be a rock.
Thank you, Anya.
You're welcome.
Jazz. In 1 minute, please could you explain to us what we would be doing if we were betting on the Grand National?
Ah, so there is a thing like a bear called a horse. The horse...
How is it like a bear?
It's more or less exactly the same.
tell us about the horse's fingers.
They are... It doesn't have any, but instead its arms, the things the fingers are on, are long.
Right. So it's not exactly like a bear, then?
No, but it uses its long arms to run.
Given that a horse is like a bear, and a bear is essentially an E.T. with hair,
yeah.
And given that E.T. is being precluded from going back to his home planet by a small boy, what would a horse's relationship to same small boy be?
They'd ride on him. the other way around. The boy would ride on the horse. People ride these horses round and round. They go fast.
So they're very alive.
They're very alive. They're so alive. And it makes you feel alive. So you get your money out of the bank and you put it and you say, this horse will be the fastest.
What if Kurt Cobain's got your money?
Time's up. Thank you, Josh. And if you'd like to sum that up?
Yep. So betting on the Grand National is when you take your money out of the bank and you give it to somebody and there is a relationship between what the outcome of a boy sitting on a sort of E.T. with long arms running round and round. Yeah. Something happens with the money.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jess. Andy, at the end of all of that, who do you think has provided the most satisfactory explanations?
Well, let me tell you, Alexander, it's been one hell of a game. And I would have to say that I think that Anya's explanations have demonstrated more cool in the face
That's fair. That is fair. Thanks.
So I'd have to go with Anya.
As much as I appreciated the emotion that Joss put into his explanations... Fear. Yes, that was the emotion. I feel that Anya's explanation of E.T. became a building block on which so much else was put.
Crucial.
So I would have
a load-bearing guy.
Where's my load?
So, Joss Norris, thank you very much.
No, thank you. I'm sorry I lost my cool. And good
well
game.
Played.
Good
well
game.
Played.
Anya Magliano, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, my God.
Well, he won't be walking now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Born Yesterday, featuring Andy Barr and me, Alexander Bennett. I created the show and Steve Pretty composed the music. If you've enjoyed the show, please tell people about it. Follow us on social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.